No, never ever walk away. You know, I love the club, I love my job, and you know, you see it. It's football management is a mad job. Every fan and everyone who sits in a stand on a Saturday thinks they've got the magic answer or the magic formula or they know best, and the manager hasn't got a clue. I've got a 100% belief in my own ability to be a football manager. I think I've done well over the time that I've been here. You know, we've never ever been one of the big boys. We're stacked against us with regards to resources and training facilities and budgets and things like that, average attendances. You know, and we've kept them in the league again this season as a management team. It has been a difficult season for one reason or another. A lot of it's been, common knowledge. A lot of it isn't, but it's been very tough. But we've got to learn from it. And what will be in the future. You know, if it's the same chairman next season, it might be the same manager. If it's a new owner, it might be me. It might be a new owner and a different manager. I can't affect what goes on there. I've said that in the past, but there's no doubt about it. I'd never, ever walk away from this job. You know, I love a challenge. And when the chips are down, you've got to come on fighting. And that's certainly what I'll do. I'll continue to do that and continue to give it my all. I've got no regrets. You know, everything happens for a reason, and I've got to make sure that I remain calm, remain positive, and keep working hard and trying to do what's best for this football club. I can understand people's anger towards me, frustration, because the results on Tuesday was so poor. But as I said, there was quite a few things in there with regards to injuries and suspensions and looking at one or two players with regards to next season. That when you're mathematically safe, you can do that because, yeah, we want to all win, but you've got to get the balance right with regards to what you've got to do in preparation for the coming month. So, no, there's no way I'd walk away, and you know, I'll continue to work as hard as I can to try and make this football club successful.
You have had defensive problems. You've alluded to that in the past.
I know. Well, there's no denying that. I think, you know, going forward this season, you know, that is one massive positive in a disappointing season is the chances and the goals that we've scored, chances that we've created. You know, some of the football we've played has been really good, and that's pleasing. But obviously the problem has lay all season that defensively we've been shocking, so we did identify it early. We wanted to do something about it, but obviously, you know, it was very difficult because of the financial situation of the football club, so it's not as if I didn't know what I needed. We've continued to try and work hard. It might have only took one player to gel it all together. But look at how we were last year. You know, we didn't concede many last season. We didn't score many, but this season we scored plenty and conceded loads. But there's only really one change in that back line during the summer. So, and unfortunately, Adam Dugdale hasn't, you know, had that run of games through injury or what have you. He's had quite a few injuries since he's been here. You know, Lawrence Wilson's dipped out of form, and obviously he's left the club now, and he finds his future elsewhere. And we've had injuries and suspensions and things like that, and we just haven't been good enough defensively. So, as I say, I've known where the problems lay. I've tried to do something about it. It's been very difficult. It's my job now to make sure that we try and keep our attacking threat at the club, which, again, is difficult because, obviously, Miller's had a very good season. Jamie Devitt's had a very good season. And they might find their future elsewhere, but certainly going into the summer, we've got to make sure that we get it right. We get our defensive record much better next season to give us a platform to let that forward play continue to do what it does and score the goals that we'll need to be successful. So I know what we need. I'm going to try and do something about it. But as I say, there's a lot to take into consideration. That was one of the reasons that Chris Doyle was playing. You know, he's one of the other ones who's out of contract at the moment. And, you know, we're looking at all different things with regards to next season.
Stevenage at home on Saturday. What do you expect from them?
Well, they've just got themselves mathematically saved as well. So every game at this level, you know, it's not an easy league. It's a very, very difficult league. You know, last season we had a very good season where we finished. In my opinion, we did improve the squad, but it hasn't happened that way because of form and injuries and suspensions or what have you. We haven't hit the heights, obviously, what we did last season. But this season, it's been very difficult, and the league is very difficult. You've got to scrap and battle for every point. I believe the league is stronger this year, and clubs like ourselves and Stevenage have found that because we're at the wrong end of the table. As I say, every game's difficult. You know, you've got to give it your absolute all to just earn a point. We'll expect no different from Stevenage. It'll be a tough game. They've got that pressure off now because they're mathematically safe. but it'll be a tough one. So we had a decent game down there in regards to, you know, the way we played second half. But again, if there was a game this season that highlighted our, what was going to be our problem, it was Stevenage away. We got beat 4-3, and I think Barry Roach saved two penalties on the day. So we know that they've got good players in there, and they have had a change of manager recently with Terry Sheringham leaving. But it'll be a tough game, but one obviously that we want to do our utmost to win.
And team news for Saturday?
One or two bumps and bruises. We had to take Luke Conlon off the other day. He got a gash on his knee halfway through the half. He struggled through to the half time, but once he'd stopped, it swelled up, and you know, it was quite a bit of blood over in the area. So we'll have to assess him, see how he is. Kieran O'Hara's got a bit of a thigh strain. Obviously, we'll have Barry Roach back from injury. Sean Bealey's had a little bit of a thigh strain. So there's quite a few at the minute, which we'll have to have a look at over the next couple of days with regards to the lineup on Saturday.